Paavo Pert, Stravinsky, and perhaps more surprisingly, the films of Charlize Theron are some of the influences at play tonight at Ascension, the graduate show concert from TCD's MPhil in composition. Falling under at least two of those spells is Tom McCarthy, a School of Medicine graduate and composer of musicals who postponed his days as a medical intern to study composition. I spoke to Tom about his interest, purely professional, in serial killers and about the work of some of his 10 classmate composers.
He tied me up, said he'd destroy me.
My undergraduate years, I did medicine in Trinity at the degree, but music was never far from my mind. I was greatly involved with the Drama Society in Trinity, and myself and my twin brother, we wrote a musical together every year and then would direct and produce it, put it on in Trinity. So there was always some musical project to do, and there were talent shows to run. To raise money for medical charities, and also we had a medical pantomime to raise money for charity, so there were lots of musical projects on the side.
I can't help asking, where's the twin now then?
The twin is in London, and he's putting on our musical in the Camden Fringe there this summer, so he's the London contact now. He did maths as an undergraduate, so finished college year before me, so he's over in London now.
What made you finally choose to switch?
Music had always been a dream of mine, and when I was going to college it was a toss-up between medicine and music, and I decided I could always go back to do the music much more easily than I could to go back to do the medicine, so I decided to do it that way around. So it had always been an aim to pursue music for a while after finishing the degree. I'm starting to work as an intern this July, and I want to complete my registration, but after that year I'm not sure what's going to happen, we shall see. I'm thinking psychiatry at the moment because the human mind fascinates me.
It's a very strange human mind that has inspired your piece in the concert.
Yes, very much. I watched the film Monster with Charlize Theron, and just this year actually, and was very inspired by it. Aileen Wuornos was an American serial killer. She was a prostitute who killed her clients, and she had a very disturbed upbringing. She was abused as a child and gave birth, and as a teenager, and the baby was taken away from her. So there's a horrific psychological background to explain her actions, and this really fascinated me to, I suppose, represent her side and portray her in a sympathetic light almost, to explain as to what had happened to her and why it made her the way she was.
I can dance. I've always loved to be since I was little. A little girl on daddy's knee. Hoping later on he'll sing to me. Maybe he'll show me
the character comes in with a bit of a comic attitude at first, but then you realise all is not what you might initially think. But my music with my brother had always been quite light and fluffy and comical in nature, so maybe that translates into this piece, which is actually a standalone piece by itself, not part of a larger work, which was also the first time I'd written a musical theatre piece, just designed 8 minutes short, standalone by itself. But maybe it could be developed into a larger scale opera in the future.
Act like the last one who took me out.
Was performed in the New Music Festival in Waterford 2 weeks ago by Martha Grant. She's a singer who has performed in my shows previously, and so that's the first performance. But this time around it's going to be performed by the Lucelin Ensemble, who are from Luxembourg, a string trio and a clarinet. They'll be performing with Martha on stage.
No, I swear I didn't sleep with anybody else. Thrown out of home, they gave my daughter away like a prize at the fair. No one to hold me, no one to care.
The piece is quite influenced in a way by Stravinsky in his forms. It's quite through composed in a way, even though there are different themes and styles running throughout it. But yes, it's very different to the jazz and pop songs I would normally write. It's got a much more complex form. Well, I suppose, as I say, I encountered Aileen Wuornos through the film Monster, so I suppose I had this film in my mind, even though I tried to base it more on her actual life story than the semi-fictitious story the film had. I wanted to be a novelist when I was younger, and when I'm writing, I'm always thinking of telling a story. That's why I got into musical theatre, because I wanted to tell a story. I wanted to have a narrative, almost in a film way, so I very much have a film, I suppose, script in my head when I write a piece. And I write the lyrics to my songs as well, and I wrote the lyrics for this, and I sometimes write the libretto first, then I will piece the music to it, so I know how the story is going to happen before the music starts.
Watch me dance. Don't you want to feast your eyes on the whole of my body and soul?
Oh. For concert tonight is my master's class graduate showcase, and so every student from the class in Trinity College has written a piece for the show to be performed tonight. The majority of the pieces will be performed by the Lucelin Ensemble from Luxembourg, but some of the pieces will incorporate other instrumentalists and singers as well. There are pieces for electronic instruments, for acoustic instruments. We have guitars on stage. We have a full choir on stage. And regarding styles, we've got spectral pieces. We've got Arvo Pärt's Tintinnabuli. We have also got fusions, new styles that composers have created themselves. One of the composers, Mary Frances Morgan, developed a style called fracturism, where she is fracturing the relationship between harmonics and note pitches. And so that's going to be performed by a singer with lots of, again, like my piece, lots of musical theatre on the stage, but in a much, I suppose, more contemporary style than my piece.
What would you describe the style of your own piece?
I would say it is dissonated diatonicism, in that I have...
You try to say it anyway.
Try to say it, yes. Try. Someone told me it described that piece, a term for me, and I thought, oh, that's a good term to use. But I'll try to say it, yes. I'm trying to stretch the limits of tonality. I've been writing jazz pop styles, but I'm trying to make it sound as full of clusters and crunches as I can without alienating the listener. I want it to be accessible to everyone. I don't want anyone to listen to it and think, oh, that's rubbish, I can't understand that.
Well, aim high. And as Tom said, that concert tonight features TCD Ensemble in Residence Lucelin and is in the Samuel Beckett Theatre, TCD Dublin, at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at the door.